We are doing a baptism at today's later service, this 10:30 service. And you may have noticed that when we do baptisms, we always bring out that tall candle and we place it next to the baptismal font. And we here in the church, we call that the Paschal candle. And it symbolizes the light of Christ that's come into our lives through baptism. Now, ours is an oil candle. That means it's not made out of wax. It's filled with a candle oil. And there's a wick that comes in and it goes down into the oil and it burns and it shines the light of Christ in the heart of our body. That font and the candle is now placed in the heart of our body. And we use it during funerals or we light it every Sunday during Easter season. We use it during baptisms like today. And it reminds us that this light of Christ also enters into the lives of the newly baptized. And that is Annabelle and James Zach, who are busily coloring, it looks like, this morning. And they are becoming part of the body of Christ today, and we walk with them in their baptismal vows, which brings us back to our own promises that we made when we were baptized. Now, like the lamps that all 10 bridesmaids in today's gospel reading carried, if we burn the Paschal candle long enough, which for them was until midnight, eventually we'll need to trim the wick and refill the oil. Because if the lamp is not trimmed and filled, the light will gradually get dimmer and dimmer and dimmer, and the flame will get smaller and smaller and smaller, eventually extinguishing altogether. It's that kind of darkness where it's hard to see what the Lord has done. Now, there is a bluegrass tune sung by Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott in their CD called Real Time, and they recorded this entire CD in one recording session, which is pretty amazing. It's an acoustic CD, and there's a song on this CD that's called Keep Your Lamps Trimmed and A-Burnin'. And it goes something like this. Don't worry, I'm not going to sing the whole thing. I'm only going to sing a couple of verses. Keep your lamp trimmed and a-burning. Keep your lamp trimmed and a-burning. Keep your lamp trimmed and a-burning. See what my Lord has done. 2,000 years have come and gone now. 2,000 years have come and gone. 2,000 years have come and gone now. See what my Lord has done. Our gospel reading tells an allegorical story of the 10 bridesmaids and the bridegroom who was very, very late. The 10 bridesmaids waited up for him a very, very long time, we are told, eventually falling asleep, until the middle of the night when full darkness has fallen and it's too dark to see. Over time, as they all slept, they kept their lights burning, but the lamps ran out of oil and they went out. So when the bridegroom arrived, they were awakened and told, quick, get up, he's here, the bridegroom has arrived. So they trimmed their wicks and tried to light them, but they didn't stay lit for lack of oil. Now it's important for us to realize why they needed to have their torches with them. Culturally at this time, the baptism or the marriage would happen at the bridegroom's home. So the bridesmaids are in another location. They're told the bridegroom is coming, he's here, so they have to light their torches so they can see their way to make it to the bridegroom's home. So if their torches go out, they can't see in the dark, they don't know where they're going. That's why it's important that they have, that each has their own torch. So five bridesmaids who brought oil with them refill their lamps, trim their wicks, light their torch, and they go to greet the bridegroom. Five did not bring oil with them, so they had no oil, and when the bridegroom arrived, they had to go to the oil store to buy more. They had forgotten to care for their lamps, so they missed the arrival of the bridegroom and the wedding banquet. It's important, I think, as well, for us to realize that there is a context to this moment in time for those hearers who were listening to this allegory. The early Christians believed that Christ was returning imminently. Christ was coming quickly. So when Christ did not return immediately, they began to get worried. They were thinking maybe they'd gotten something wrong, maybe they didn't understand something. And so this allegory speaks to that fear that the bridegroom's late, because they expected what we call the end times to happen immediately in their lifetime. So the early Christians had to adjust to the reality that Jesus wasn't coming back right away, eventually understanding that they needed to walk the way of Jesus, understanding that their mission meant making real the kingdom of heaven in places like Tarsus or Cappadocia or Philippi. So they set about doing God's will, working together for the healing of God's creation. They cared for the hungry and the enslaved. They offered their resources generously and faithfully so that Christ could be made known in their lives and in their communities. Now, even though it's over 2,000 years later, to quote the theme of our stewardship campaign this year, walking the way of Jesus still looks the same. It's like the Acts of the Apostles that tell us what the actions of those early believers in the church look like. They look like us, right? Granted, we may have changed our robes and maybe we're wearing mixed fibers now and eating shrimp, but we walk the same way. We embody Christ in the same manner. We do God's will. We work together for the healing of God's creation. We care for the homeless. We work through Habitat for Humanity at the soup kitchen feeding the hungry. We offer our resources generously and faithfully so that Christ can be made known in our real time. We spread the love of God. We feed spiritually and physically the hungry. We offer compassion to the lonely. We stand ready for the return of the bridegroom, our lamps full and burning brightly. Our mission is making real the kingdom of heaven in places like Detroit or Grosse Pointe Woods or Harper Woods, or St. Clair Shores, or countless other neighborhoods. We may not know when the bridegroom is going to arrive, but in the meantime, may we live faithfully and courageously, hopefully, and practicing generosity as an affirmation of our faith, trusting that God will meet our needs. The challenge for us is to have faith in God's presence, to remember that Jesus is fully present when we live in hope. Jesus is present when we live in love with one another, full of compassion, striving for justice. Jesus is fully present when the sick and dying know that they are loved beyond measure and safe in God's loving arms. Jesus is present when faithful sisters and brothers live in hope and give of themselves with a sense of sustained abundance, trusting God to meet our needs. The kingdom of heaven is made real when we practice generosity as an affirmation of our faith. So the last stanza of the bluegrass hymn goes like this. Brother, don't you worry, don't you worry, don't you worry, see what the Lord has done. Keep your lamp trimmed and burning. See what the Lord has done as in and is doing now. And may our torches be lit and burning bright, lighting our way and others as we walk to greet the bridegroom. And may all God's people say, Amen.